This is the sunlight medicine of the soul. So coming today, reflecting on these past events that happened to my life personally, but how I dealt with them, how I deal with problems, how I approach the value of being patient, being trust in the process was one of the most hardest, difficult processes in my experience this year. One of the great challenges to have felt that and be a part of that experience is allowing change to happen. And what does that mean? What does it mean to allow change to happen? I look at it as me allowing to work with what I got and allow change to happen. So I don't, being in control of my emotions, I'm not attaching myself to the emotional part of me, but focus on what I can do better. A part of me was emotional, but that emotion was just attached to asking the question, why did this happen? There could be a lot of answers to that question, but I understood within myself to say, I cannot be too concerned about asking the why right now. My course of action was more important to look at what type of action can I take at this moment in time, 2 months ago, right? And in that process, I learned a great deal about myself and what I should do and what I can do for myself is to learn to ask for help. And that's the same course that I did, is ask for help. In the mystery of my own life, wanting to understand why did this happen, but I should not be clouded by this mystery. Better effort to take action towards what I need to do instead of what I want to ignore. So, me focusing on creating results, right? Effort to results. I've made many lists of what was on my mind, what was not on my mind, what was working, what was not working. Looking at myself very thorough on this lens, like my life could have been taken. And not to be too sensitive about it, but to really be grateful at that present moment, to make an inventory, to say, where am I at? Where am I going? What are the things that I can continue to do and not allow this hiccup in my life or a setback in my life to conquer me? A setback is just there to remind us how much our purpose is, how much worthy our purpose is. So if we have a setback, it could be anything, a failing a test. It could be a car accident, like in my case, or you have been diagnosed with sickness or anything. What can you do? Or relationship breakup. What can you do at that moment without engaging in your emotions, but to really fully embrace yourself in that moment to say, I can take action to survivally to give myself peace. How do I ask for help? Who do I talk to? It's really at that place inside your belly, inside your being, inside your focus, inside your mind's eye to recognize your reflection on who you are, where you're going, and how you are going to reap the benefits of your action. So my action is that I've taken necessary steps to be at the place of where I'm at right now. I'm healthy. I'm mentally stable. I'm emotionally healthy. I have a goal in mind. I have a purpose in mind. And I'm taking tangible steps to get there. It's not perfect, but I have a plan. So I think that's the most biggest thing out of any setback, is that sit down, write everything that you have on your mind. Get a journal. I really reach out to you guys. Get a journal or create a blank document online, and you spill your guts, everything that's going through your mind, and really look at what type of plan do you want to create and what type of allowance that you're going to be fulfilled from after that plan, and really look at what can you do to become a lot clearer on your, you can call it a mission statement or a statement that will put you in the right direction without you creating any old patterns coming back, or any patterns that you don't want to be aligned with what you usually do. You know, what's the old pattern where you are, when you set yourself back, maybe a breakup, and you do the same thing after the breakup. So when you have a setback, what do you do after that setback? Do you continue to fall in your same ways, or take a step back and you really look at what's really pivotal at that moment to say, how can I become a leader in my life to create a healthier plan after I have a setback? What are my goals? What are the goals that will benefit me and give me value that I experience that and I can continue to fulfill myself after that? Just like a workout routine, right? After you do certain types of workouts, you are about to give yourself the value, the result, the end result. What is your end result? My end result is to be happy, healthy, and abundant. Those are my three results after this accident I have. I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy in mind and body and spirit. I want to be abundant. And I know I want to be happy. Being happy is one of those things where moments, there are moments in my day that I'm happy. I don't have to be happy all the time. I have to understand I'm a human being. But knowingly that being happy are in moments, or moments like throughout the day. You see a sunset, you have a great conversation with your friend, you're grateful, the result of having a friend, being grateful for having someone to talk to. And if you don't have that, what type of hobbies that you do that do make you happy, that have give you a sense of self, of fulfillment in that area? It's going to become a habitual thing where you start seeing being happy in moments. There's a total separate conversation podcast for that. It's being happy or being enlightened in moments. And I think that's a great segue to my next podcast. So if you ever find yourself in a setback, remember, what is the results? Do you want negative results out of this setback? What type of positive results you want out of the setback? There are going to be some pros and cons, and you have to understand that there are those things that are going to happen. But what can you fulfill in a healthy way, positive way, that you can become a better person, looking at life more clearer, distinguishing your emotions from actually planning certain things logically? And it's okay to have those emotions. I'm not saying to ignore those emotions. I'm actually saying to really embrace everything that is happening and then make a plan that is based off of a logical trajectory, because that's going to be helpful for your, I guess, in a way, fulfillment, to to get your results. And I think the reason why I say it logically, because everything that you want to build, it's going to be stable. And that stable, it's that stabilization, it's going to allow you to be strong and clear in your plan. And guess what's going to help you build that plan? That passion, that emotional feelings that you have to push you through all those barriers that you have. And it will help you to look at things in a clear way so that you can say that, look, that table is sturdy. And guess what? My plan is like that table. It's sturdy, it's stable, and it's strong. And I can put weight on it. And guess what? I can lift myself through those experiences. So allow yourself to learn everything that you deserve to learn, but also learn how to ask for help when you do have a setback, whether it's your addiction. I mean, like, setbacks can be anything. And if you are in the field of being addicted to substances and you are being sober and you had a setback of saying like, hey, I kind of fucked up and I probably should have, would have, could have not, you know, went back on, you know, alcohol or any type of drugs that you're taking and that you're actually really wanting to become sober. You know, if you have a setback, if you relapsed, go ask for help, reach out. There's no shame in having a setback. I know there's a quote out there, I forgot who said it, but it's like nothing stronger than a setback, because you know that you have your comeback. Your comeback is going to be so much better than anything. So do not give up on anything that you're doing in life, because even when death was so quick to get you, you have no idea how much love and passion you have, that whatever that brought you through that, it's going to help you get there more. And I'm asking everyone that is listening to this podcast is to do not give up. Life is way too valuable. Your life is way too valuable. And I would always ask everybody, go ask for help. Be authentic, be genuine, and guess what? You know, be you. And you know, life is not easy. But I really say that for me, in my experience, is that you can accomplish anything that you want. And because of all of you and because of this world, I want to impact on a better, greater scale. And I know I have to do my homework on becoming the better person I need to be. And this is the reason why I love to talk this out, but also look at different, you know, viewpoints and how to really be in touch with life, but also connecting to life. And that's how close you can be in the realms of what God is, being connected to your life, connected to all realms of your life, is the authentic way of being connected to spirit. And I thank you all for hearing this podcast, and I appreciate all of you. Thank you.